After this, Granny stood with Auntie's help and made her way back up the walkway. Though I must say that to watch Auntie's clumsy gait, because of her one hip jutting out farther than the other, it wasn't at all obvious which of the two women had the easier time walking. Soon I heard the sound of a door in the front entrance hall sliding open and then shut again, and Auntie came back.
"Do you have lice, little girl?" Mother asked me.
"No,"
I said.
"You're going to have to learn to speak more politely than that. Auntie, be kind enough to trim her hair, just to be sure."
Auntie called a servant over and asked for shears.
"Well, little girl," Mother said to me, "you're in Kyoto now. You'll learn to behave or get a beating. And it's Granny gives the beating around here, so you'll be sorry. My advice to you is work very hard and never leave the Okia without permission. Do as you're told. Don't be too much trouble, and you might begin learning the arts of a geisha 2 or 3 months from now. I didn't bring you here to be a maid. I'll throw you out if it comes to that."
Mother puffed on her pipe and kept her eyes fixed on me. I didn't dare move until she told me to. I found myself wondering if my sister was standing before some other cruel woman in another house somewhere in this horrible city, and I had a sudden image in my mind of my poor sick mother propping herself on one elbow upon her futon and looking around to see where we had gone. I didn't want Mother to see me crying, but the tears pooled in my eyes before I could think of how to stop them. With my vision glazed, Mother's yellow kimono turned softer and softer until it seemed to sparkle. Then she blew out a puff of her smoke, and it disappeared completely.